Hope in Heaven. Words from Jesus.
In my Father's house are many rooms. If that were not so, I would have told you, because I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you also will be. John 14:2-3. The place I have prepared in my heavenly city for those who have given their lives to me cannot be equaled or paralleled by anything on earth, and it awaits them upon their arrival at the gates of heaven. If you could see the love I have for you and the joy I take in your faithfulness and your labors of love for me and others, you would be amazed. All sorrow, pain, and heartache, all doubts, confusion, and fears will be wiped permanently from your mind and heart. The rewards of the kingdom of God are prepared for those who have given of themselves for another, for a lost one, for a lonely one, for a sad child, for a friend in need, for an outcast, for the unlovely. I work through these acts of love to touch, mend, and heal the broken hearts and draw them to me. My eternal purpose. Sometimes life can seem to you like a truck racing pell-mell down the highway without you really knowing where it is headed or why. It's hard to see the worth in life without understanding its purpose, without a certain destination. But for you, my child, there is a wonderful eternal destination. You never need to go through life without knowing the destination I have for you. It's understandable that at times, as you meet the hardships of life, they seem so futile because you don't see what fruit they are producing. But I have a beautiful, loving, and eternal purpose for your life. As you spend time with me, hear my voice, and meditate on my word, you can come to a place of trust that these hardships and difficulties that take place in your life are not futile and meaningless. They are building blocks in life and pointers along the highway to your eternal home. As you take time to commune with me in prayer, I will remind you of your purpose, and that will make all the hardships and difficulties bearable. Ask me, and I will show you the purpose of the challenges in your life. I will show you that each has been a stepping stone to build the wonderful eternal destiny I have for you. Your present life on earth serves an important purpose and exists for a reason. There are lessons to be learned to prepare you for heaven. Commit every day to me and to learn what you need to learn before your time comes to leave the earth life behind. Trust that I know the best time for your life on earth to end, when you have learned what I want you to learn and you are prepared for the next stage of life in your eternal home. Heaven will be filled with beauty and glory, and you will be free from the pain and suffering you experience in your earthly life. I want you to know and meditate on your eternal reward of heaven, as this will give you the hope you need to endure the tests of this life. So rest in the knowledge that your times are in my hands. Closer and closer. This is the reward for you who love me. You will find that as the years pass, you will come closer to me. You will find more and more peace. your spirit will be at rest. You will find your soul drawing near to heaven as you look ahead to the glories that await you here. And as you look toward the horizon, toward the blessing of knowing my love in its completeness in heaven, know that I will always walk with you in this life. Then, when the time comes, we will cross that river together, with me holding your hand until you step onto the golden shore that awaits you. Oh, what a rejoicing there will be when we embrace on this side in your heavenly dwelling place. That will be a glorious and beautiful day. But the days before you come will also be beautiful. So rest in my arms, my dear friend, as we walk together day by day, closer and closer, until that final day when you will dwell in my presence forever. A place prepared for you. My dear friend, when I was on earth, I told those I loved that I was going before them to prepare a place for them, that where I am, they would be also. Since this place is for all those who love me, I have created it to be perfect in every way. I have prepared a place for you, for when you finish your job there on earth, I'm waiting eagerly for you. I look forward to seeing the smile on your face and the joy radiating from you. I know that you might feel you don't deserve these things. You might feel like you haven't done much for me. Because of your love for me, because I see your heart, and more importantly, because I love you more than you could possibly know or understand, these things are my gift to you. One day, my beautiful paradise, heaven, that city that I have prepared for those I love, will come down to earth, and I personally will rule over the earth. So, my dear friend, when things get rough and you feel you can't go on, and you look around you and despair begins to set in, remember these things. Remember the special place that I have waiting for you that no one can take away. It will give you the strength and the courage you need to go on. Essence of heaven, nearness to me. Your longing for heaven is good because it is an extension of your yearning for me. The hope of heaven is meant to strengthen and encourage you, filling you with wondrous joy. Many Christians have misunderstood this word hope, believing that it denotes wishful thinking. Nothing could be further from the truth. As soon as I became your Savior, heaven became your ultimate destination. The phrase, hope of heaven, highlights the benefits you can enjoy even while remaining on earth. This hope keeps you spiritually alive during dark times of adversity. It brightens your path and heightens your awareness of my presence. My desire is that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Heaven is both present and future. As you walk along your life path holding my hand, you are already in touch with the essence of heaven, nearness to me. You can also find many hints of heaven along your pathway because the earth is radiantly alive with my presence. Shimmering sunshine awakens your heart, gently reminding you of my brilliant light. Birds and flowers, trees and skies evoke praises to my holy name. Keep your eyes and ears fully open as you journey with me. At the end of your life path is an entrance to heaven. Only I know when you will reach that destination. But I'm preparing you for it each step of the way. The absolute certainty of your heavenly home gives you peace and joy to help you along your journey. You know that you will reach your home in my perfect timing, not one moment too soon, or too late. Let the hope of heaven encourage you as you walk along the path of life with me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.